This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
You know, can I tell you quickly, Bucky did text me. He was listening as we were going to break. And then I'm just going to quote
him. Did he defend himself? I know social media.
No, he said, with his grammar, I might have fell for the Reddit rumor.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He's in those Reddit streets. Bucky, come on.
I might have fallen.
Yeah, it's fallen, Buck. you know, hey, Buck's a Reddit guy. Who knew? Buck's a Reddit guy.
It's okay.
All right, let's go to the phone. Somebody wants to chime in on the Juju situation.
By the way,
they may have a little more information.
I'm defending the wacky mom. I think the mom is wacky, but I'm defending because he's playing great. Don't change
the results speak for themselves.
Right. We don't have any division. Everybody loves Jaden. Robert was a very divisive guy.
So he can't have a relationship off the football field?
He can do whatever he wants. I don't care what he does.
If she wants to be a wacky helicopter mom and he's like flirting with MVPs every year,
that's fine.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, I know. No one cares. I
mean, eventually,
no one cares what his relationship
eventually
is.
Eventually, that's going to, he's going to cut that off.
Yeah.
Eventually,
he's a mama's boy.
A little bit of mama's boy. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't care if he's celibate. I don't care what he does.
Yeah, I don't
just
care.
Just throw for 25 touchdowns and run for eight or nine more.
Yeah. Again,
just do that.
My thought is he bought seats. Mm-hmm. He's at a lot of basketball games, okay? Yeah. He was at the Lakers game.
No, your thought's totally wrong.
No.
That it was just an innocent thing sitting between them?
Yeah, that's I think he was sitting with his mom. He went to a game with his mom.
No, he's sitting with his mom, but when she got in between them, now maybe that was before. But
that's my point.
Before anything, and then later he sat next to her.
Possible.
Okay, that's possible. But it's not possible that he sat next to her, and then she innocently got in between later. No. That's not possible.
I think she got
But she was having a good time with Juju. Like, if you watch the pictures, like, Juju.
Sure.
And the mom were talking.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. She probably got up and went somewhere.
And then he slid down.
Either he slid down or Juju came in and sat next to him.
All right. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. So, listen, I can't stay long. I just wanted to call to say this. There's a video that shows Juju actually coming down the steps to sit beside Jaden.
Right.
There was an empty seat. There was an empty seat between Jaden and his mom. Juju came and sat down beside him, and they started talking. That there's a video that's out there that shows that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys can look that up, but it's there. She came and sat beside him. They were talking, and then the video didn't show mom, you know, squeezing in between them.
Yeah, when did mom squeeze in between though?
I didn't say it didn't show when. It just
well, obviously after.
It was a short clip.
Right.
Of Juju coming down the steps. She saw Jaden. She sat down beside him. And then the video cut off.
Right. So the question is then, why did the mom sit in between them later? That's where the mom's probably being a little aggressive.
Well, we all know why that is. It's you know, as a parent, you know, you want to protect your asset. I get it. But, you know, I think that she needs to calm down a little bit.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a Skins fan?
I am a Skins fan.
All right. Okay, great. Right.
Skins fan.
Do you care? I don't care what he does in his personal life. I couldn't care less. So if the mom's over-involved, but she appears to be, I don't care. As long as he's balling, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Are you with me?
That's correct way to approach.
But guess what?
Yeah.
But let me say this. But knowing Jaden and knowing how football players use outside situations to get at guys mentally in games, that could be an effect later on down the line. I'm just saying.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You
know,
like people trash talk, call him a mommy's boy, that sort of thing.
He's tough enough.
He's tough enough for that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Gotta go.
Thank you. All right. He didn't really help anything. He actually set up that they were together at the beginning. Then the mom got in between later.
No, what he said is that they were Jaden and his mom were sitting together. She went to go to the bathroom or popcorn or whatever for a while. Then she slid over to talk to Jaden. And then the mom came back and broke him up.
Right. So my theory was correct that they went to the game together. Had nothing to do with Juju.
Of course
Juju
they went
sees
to the
them
game
when
together.
She gets up.
No
she,
one takes that.
I know, but my point is they were sitting together. So then she comes back, they're sitting together. She wasn't like splitting up the seat. She wasn't splitting up them talking
never,
to each other.
I just would never do that.
So what would you do? You're going back to your seat.
I would say,
now a girl has sat there.
Well, there's still well,
you
what
can move over to the side or you sit
in
your seat.
I would let the two kids talk and I would sit next to them. I wouldn't sit in between them. Just because it was my dumb seat before I went to go pee? No, that's stupid. It would never in a million years.
I just don't think it's a big deal.
I have to have that seat?
I don't think it's a big deal. Look, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt here.
She was putting on a show. She had to break them up.
She had to break them up. There's no doubt about it.
That she's the queen and the boss or whatever.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that she's a wacko, but I don't care.
What's his living situation? Jason always knows where these guys live. Like, what house does he have? Does he live with his mom? He's got brothers and sisters. That's one thing that I find.
It's very private.
You think they care about those other brothers and sisters? The mom doesn't care about them. She only cares about him.
Pretty sure he lives with his mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
I mean, I think a certain amount of players do that when they're young.
Yeah, there's nothing. That's not unusual at all.
Yeah. I'm going to guess within 2 years, he's going to ditch mom. He's going to say, Mom, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to live my own.
Do I think the mom's a little overbearing? Of course. But who cares? That's my quarterback, Cakes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You got to defend him at all costs.
Do you think in 2 years, mom's making suggestions for free agent signings?
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that's not the case.
Well, there's no way Adam Peters is going to listen.
Yeah, Adam Peters is going to say, look, we understand you're important, but you're not that important.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Rob in Potomac. Rob.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Rob. We're doing great.
First time caller, long time listener. Appreciate
Thanks,
you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. What's up?
I got a question for you.
Yep.
Can you tell me why, when the Terps are down points, and the Terps go to the free throw line, whether it's a 1-on-1 or two shots, why we don't have guys on the blocks when we have 2 7-footers and we missed free throws last night? Isn't that a chance for an offensive rebound? Am I just missing something analytically?
Are they on the block? Were they just not on the blocks for a few of those, or are they never on the blocks? I don't know that answer.
There was a variety of ones last night when they were down 5 points going in deep into the second half.
Right.
When all four guys were behind the half line.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't even notice that. I know that wasn't Temple famous for doing that? There were definitely programs that were famous for doing that just would keep their guys back to get them ready on defense.
They definitely do it. I think a lot of the times it's like when the bigs are shooting, they just don't put the guards down there because they don't feel like they can get an offensive rebound. Mm-hmm. And I think they don't want to put Reese or Queen on the block when Rice or Gillespie are shooting, because number one, they're not only they're good free throw shooters, but also I think it's a cheap way to pick up a foul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably makes sense. Look, this is where you defer to the experts. Kevin Willard is the expert and his coaching staff. They know why those guys behind the half court line, like there's a method to it.
That could have just been for last night, because you know maybe they just wanted to make sure those guys were back on defense because Colorado State could push it a little bit. But I can't imagine every single game he had those guys off the blocks.
And also, guys are shooting free also throws. You have to think about it could be fatigue factor. Do you really want them, you know, running back after a made free throw when they're playing so many minutes a game?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just already walking back there, being back there already, saving your energy for something more important. I think that could have something to do with it, too.
All right, let's go to Priscilla. This is what I'm looking for. We got an upset mom here. Priscilla, what's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm not good this morning because I don't like the way y'all bashing JD's mother.
Okay.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Speak. For one thing, y'all don't say nothing when it's, oh, my dad, that's daddy's girl. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. Sons and mothers are close. Mm-hmm. And God darn if I'm going to come to a game and me and him at a game, and I don't mind him having friends, but you know what? When I come down, we at a game together, what he supposed to do, leave her on the side by herself? Just have her out there? No. She did the right thing.
He's and being a good son.
That's what happened. Let me finish. That's what happened with Griffith. His father stopped being on him. That girl hurried up and went out there, got pregnant on him. Y'all stop. And I got a thing about Merlin too. Yeah. They don't want to see Merlin in it. They kept showing them on TNT. And that guy bowled him in the head, ain't he? They don't want to see Merle. They don't want to see us. But you know what, Nan, they are. And I bet you we be on Channel 9 now. Man, eat them. Eat them crows.
Right.
Man, right. I'm gone. Bye. Wow.
Priscilla had a...
Where, did she call, where was she calling from?
I do like no the way idea. She read out
desperate
Merlin.
I was desperate Merlin. For more information. Let's go to Isaac. Isaac, what's up, buddy? You're one of the junkies.
Ni hao, donks. I'm calling from China again. But if Patrick Mahomes can win Super Bowls with Brittany Mahomes and his donk brother, then Jaden Daniels can have a girlfriend. His mommy needs to go step aside. You know, that's for, like, college days. He's a pro now. He's 24, 25. Like,
I know, but what do you care? What do you care? As far as I know, it's not causing a rift with the team. Like, I don't care. But, I mean,
Like, first of all, he's done great. You can't attribute his success just because his mom is like hanging in there, like, you know.
No, of course not. I give her very little credit for any of his success, really.
Just the genes.
But I don't care. I don't need to upset the apple cart just because you're offended or you think that he needs to be by himself. Like, who cares?
I'm not offended. I'm just saying it matters not at all. Like this donk, what's his face? Patrick Mahomes' brother is doing TikToks on the sidelines, and you know you can't.
God, he's annoying.
Have his mom sit around.
We generally agree with you. It doesn't matter that much
Thank
at all.
You. Thank you for the call.
It's just curious, and it was newsworthy across the country.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't know if it was news.
Social media. Social media grabs everything.
Yeah. It was a viral. And sorry, people noticed. Media.
Sorry, Priscilla. The Maryland Florida game is on TBS.
Oh, she's better.
She's better.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Evan Washburn, sideline reporter. He's been covering the NCAA tournament. He was at the St. John's game against Arkansas, featuring Coach Cal and Rick Pitino. We'll talk to Evan Washburn next here on the Junkies.